27680.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Dewline asks that we spare a little sympathy for the hapless Dutch F-16 pilot who struggled with a November 4th exercise, putting a few 20mm cannon rounds into the range control tower, some 500 meters from the real target. These things, alas, do happen, fortunately with only minor damage and no injuries in this case. Meanwhile, Aerial View reports that the Israeli Air Force is upgrading its F-16C and Ds to the Barak 2 version for improved air-to-air capability and reduced maintenance. The A and B versions are being phased out, but not so fast given Lockheed Martin F-35 delays. And Hyperbola flags up an interesting bit of commerce in America's backyard, as Nicaragua has signed a $254 million construction-to-orbit contract with China's China Great Wall Industry Corp. for Nicasat-1, a telecommunications satellite for a Long March launch in third quarter of 2016. Last week, we asked readers about Airbus's campaign for wider airline seats. 39% of you said it's about time, passengers need more room. 52% said it's a self-serving marketing campaign. And 9% said if the seats are too narrow, you should book business class. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Lockheed Martin's Skunk Works is proposing to develop a new aircraft for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions that is capable of Mach 6.0 flight, or nearly twice the top speed of the long-retired SR-71 Blackbird. The newly branded SR-72 unmanned aircraft would take advantage of a possible new breakthrough in hypersonic propulsion technology that may solve the decades-old puzzle of how to accelerate from Mach 0.0 to Mach 6.0 using the same propulsion system. Brad Leland, Skunk Works Program Manager for Hypersonics, tells Flight Global in an interview. Adversaries are working on ways of countering stealth, Leland says. This is the counter to counter stealth. This is the way because you come in both high and fast. It's all but impossible for our adversaries to intercept a vehicle or a missile like this. The time it takes to detect and then try to intercept, we've gone by. The Royal Netherlands Air Force has launched an investigation after a Lockheed Martin F-16AM pilot accidentally strafed the control tower at the Villoris range on the island of Vlieland during a training flight on November 4th. During the incident, several live rounds from the aircraft's 20mm cannon caused minor damage to the tower. Two controllers were inside the building at the moment of the attack, but were not injured. The pilot had been supposed to hit a strafing target that was located approximately 500 meters away from the control tower. It is not yet clear what the reason for the mistake was, with a security committee to investigate the incident. Schematic diagrams of a planned development at Airbus's UK wing facility further indicate that the A330 is the candidate for a high-capacity transport to succeed the A300-600ST Beluga. Detailed programs for a Beluga line station at the Broughton plant show the planned view of the A300-600ST at the docking point overlaid by a larger aircraft whose dimensions are consistent with a modified A330-300. Spirit AeroSystems disclosed a new $112 million forward loss on the fuselage sections that it supplies for the Airbus A350 program. The disclosure is the latest in a string of forward losses reported by Spirit AeroSystems over the past seven financial quarters, totaling more than $1 billion, while Chief Executive Jeff Turner resigned and was replaced by former Lockheed Martin executive Larry Lawson.